This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back to the most inconsistent podcast known to mankind, the Thanks for Trying podcast, hosted by me, Corin. It's been a very long time. I feel like I say that every single time I do one of these. But that's okay, you know, because life is strange and time is not linear. You know, it's not one thing. So that's fine. How are you? I hope you're all doing very well. Here's a special episode. I mean, they're all special. Featuring the wonderful actress Emma Rigby. You might know her from a wonderful selection of things, including Hollyoaks. And it was an absolute pleasure to chat to her. So I've got two different parts of this. I hope this reaches you and puts a smile on your face. And there's a little nugget of something in here that makes your day a little better. Big yourself up wherever you're hearing this. I'm going to keep it maybe a short. How can I say it short? This whole thing has not been short. This has been like 20 minutes of rambling. But what I will say is I put a new song out. It's called The Deli and it's on some fucking crud. I'm going to play a little bit of it at the end. Please go stream it. I'm not going to sugarcoat that for you. Every stream counts. So please listen to it. Add it to your playlists. Hit me up. Tell me you're listening to it. I know you guys are out there. I see the numbers listening to this podcast, even if I only do it once every 300 years, you know. So hit me up and let me know you're listening. And it'll make my day. So big love to you. Enjoy this part one of me chatting absolute shit with Emma Rigby in London with the beautiful background of the London Eye. Big thank you to Carlo for sorting the venue out. And I will say that the day after I recorded this, I was puking up the whole day. I don't know how much I drank. It's not clever, guys. You know, I just spent a month in Morocco and I didn't drink once. So, you know, maybe don't drink. Maybe that's my advice to myself as I sit facing a corner in my room recording this with a very strange reverb that you can probably hear. Lots of stains on the walls. I don't know what these stains are. I didn't put them there. This place. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, give me because this week when I was on set when I trying to obviously
on set there, were you?
Oh, I was got just that, like, guys, got that in. I was just on set.
I was just on set.
Guys, don't worry about it. I was
my
just
first
on set.
That I wrote and starred in. Yeah. That one.
Just that, you know. What I was learning, what you clearly are the best at and a professional at, which when you're testing the mic, they go to you, hey, so what do you eat for breakfast? And they're like,
breakfast. I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, I don't eat breakfast.
We're actors. Who eats?
You know what I mean? I can't eat. I've been eating for 24 hours before recording, sir. I can't do that.
I just go in a sauna and sweat and then do really hard exercise before I go in and tense. I wish I was like that. I'm the antithesis. I live on like bacon sandwiches and chips.
Whenever I have an amazing actor, very talented actor on that I get to talk to, I have a question.
Was that a different
I ask
guest? Because I don't listen. I'm like living the 1920s and in my own planet.
Right.
So I've never listened to a podcast before. So Girl. Yours was the first podcast that I listened to.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I'm listening to it. And then obviously I see all your guests and I'm actually like shitting it because I'm Come like, on. They've actually done shit. I'm like, what am I going to talk about?
You're going to talk about, you have so many things to talk about. I know you do. And I know, and I'm excited to hear every single
Cheers.
One of them. Cheers to us, to this, to this amazing snap.
To life.
To life.
And to everybody.
And to everyone out there, wherever you are in the world. And I haven't done an episode for a while, but I'm going to get back to that later. But whatever, I just hit myself in the nose of the mic as I just did.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. It was really smooth.
I am straddling a box as we speak. Yeah.
You know,
and
looks,
up, yeah.
It kind of looks like one of those little drum, you know, when you're a kid and you get the drum box, you know.
I didn't get one of those. Maybe a bag of Monster Munch.
You got Monster Munch at school?
I love pickled... No, Space Vaders. Are these called Space Raiders? Tempeh, pickled onion.
They were so good.
Roast beef flavour. Red or green? The North.
You know, as a northerner, you'll appreciate this. Yeah, that the best flavour crisp of all time is the Brannigan's roast beef and mustard.
That's too fancy for me.
What?
That's way too fancy. But as a northerner, I will say, from St. Helens, we do have the best fish and chip shop in the world. The what? Tasty Corner.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh wait, did that become like a thing recently, like a Instagrammy thing?
Well, you're asking the wrong person. I think you're right. I can barely use an iPhone, so
okay, all right.
No,
okay.
I'm just talking genuinely.
Tell me about Tasty Corner then, please.
No, Tasty Corner is in St. Helens, where I'm from, and it has the best chips, and I get a chip balm buttered with gravy sauce. And then also fish and chips, mushy peas, and then ketchup, loads of salt and vinegar.
And sounds good.
Amazing, legendary. And it's across the road to the old dance school that I used to go to. And so it was like brilliant. You know, the antithesis of what you should be doing as like a dancer, you know.
Just in case. I feel like you need energy as a dancer. So it doesn't matter what you're eating. Just eat it all.
No, I think, honestly, I think eat everything. Yeah. I can't say I'm a dancer because I definitely am not. I'm a dancer.
Okay.
No, I can dance. I actually am a dancer, but I stopped training when I started working. So, but I mean, my advice to everyone is to eat as much as you can.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Exactly, exactly. So Tasty Corner sounds brilliant. And
please stop off. I am not being paid to advertise them, they're immense.
When you go back, do you stop off at the Tasty Corner?
Tasty Corner, yeah.
That's the rite of passage.
Yeah, rite of passage, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, that actually leads me into the question I was going to ask you at the beginning. Tangents are fantastic, by the way. All I want is a tangent. You know, I don't care about real questions.
Be careful what you wish for.
No, this is all I care about.
My mind.
that's what I want. The question I ask is to every actor, I'm a chubby guy, right? You know, this is what I am. I know that this is my life and I love it. Okay. I basically love more than anything, the catering on set anywhere. So when I speak to anyone, I talk to them about their best catering they've experienced on set of a movie, TV show, whatever you've been doing. I just like to know because I've snuck on sets around the world just to eat the food. I was on set at Avengers Endgame.
And I love it that we have, because you were actually on like the biggest sets in the world.
Yeah,
so you're asking
eating.
Me to tell you which is the best. I'm the opposite.
On.
No, I don't even think about eat. I wouldn't eat because it's so weird. Obviously, I love that I'm saying like, I don't eat. No, it's weird. I wouldn't even be able to tell you because I don't think about.
You're so focused.
I don't. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I guess if I feel like I ate, I'd be really tired. I'd have to have like a nap.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite job actually, I think that had really good catering, which was Prisoner's Wives in Sheffield.
Yeah.
And I remember I ate loads in that and I was pregnant in it as well. Everything feels so long ago to me. Yeah. So I'm like, and I definitely haven't been on Endgame Avengers.
I mean, look, I'm saying that like I was invited. I definitely wasn't invited. So this is not me. This is not like a flex. This is just, guys,
and also,
I'm just
can we just go
eat.
Back to the chubby comment? Because I don't see that. And I think that's kind of
I'm
weird
proud.
Thing to do. You're not,
no,
but you are, though.
No, you know,
you actually aren't. And I think it's a weird, like, I don't like it when people say negative things about themselves.
Oh no, I appreciate
that. Has someone said that to you? No, because I remember, like, I've been, like, when I was like very, very, very young. Mm. Like, obviously, I'd been told I was fat, and so where does it come from with you?
Yeah, I think since I was a kid, for sure, mm-hmm. I've always been like slightly larger than folks. But I really don't mind. I've got to, especially now I'm older, that I kind of own it. And also knowing that, you know, the media, I know for a woman it's way, way worse, but the media for men, especially of having six packs, of like being that stacked guy and everything. And, mm-hmm. and growing up, I was like, oh, that, maybe that's what I should look like. But then being, you know, the older man that I am now and realizing that women really don't give a fuck. They're like, just want a belly to hug.
Oh, really? So let's get into some of those stories.
So I'm okay with that. So I'm
in total agreement with you in terms of, I think, you know, and especially now, and it was then. I mean, I'm 33 now. How old are you?
You're very young. I'm 37.
We're all young. I just feel about 8 trillion, and it's great that everyone I speak to is literally, well, first of all, when I have no makeup on and I'm in like an Uber, people think I'm like at college, like 16, 17.
Whoa.
And then I'm like, I could have actually given birth. And then the most people that I meet, I could have actually birthed. And I'm like, this is great. So I don't think anything ever changes. I mean, yeah. In terms of, but obviously the technology, which is terrifying to me, in terms of even that, you know, when we were growing up, we're not much difference in age, you know, we're peers. So, and the pressure that, and especially as someone that started at 14 in the industry and just anyway, and in, like I say, in any world, you know, dance, whatever, there's, you know, you have so much pressure or just from someone's comment when you're very young. And I think that's only got 10, you know, a trillion times worse.
Yeah, for sure.
In terms of this distorted look, everything's just fake. It's all illusory. Like anything to do with technology is completely bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Effectively, it's a non, a non-reality, and the world is going towards that. And for me, it's kind of like this: like us two interacting now is a genuine connection. And that's what personally, like my value is genuine connection.
Yeah, 100%.
And you can't have that without being human to human, you know, truth
and,
to
and
truth.
And with faults as well. And with
imperfection. It's all, it's amazing. And that's what's like, for me, like the, like what I've come to, and it's only like, you know, as I think age is just unbelievable. There's nothing better than age.
Yeah.
I'm an entirely different person.
It takes the pressure off a lot of time.
And also, only in the few months have I actually gained confidence. I had zero confidence in myself.
Being in an industry that was slightly different when you were coming into it as it is now, and do you, or maybe it's not.
No, it's not. I don't think it's any different whatsoever.
Then do you feel, do you meet younger, especially females within this industry that you feel like actually I need to speak to them and guide them or mentor in a way?
Yeah, I feel like that with anyone. Yeah. I'm like, you know, with anyone I meet, because I'm like, I wish I had somebody that, you know, took me under their wing in any capacity. But I'd also say it's like, because it's my experience and my opinion, that is not necessarily right for anybody else. You know, you can only learn from your experience, and it's your journey.
True.
You know, take it with a pinch of salt.
Your knowledge is invaluable to someone like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I bumped into, about 6 months ago, I bumped into someone that just, you know, graduated from Lambda, and they were like, oh, I love this film you were in, and he was like, oh, would you mind coming for coffee with me? And so like, you know, I was like, of course, yes. Last week, you know, we went for coffee. Sweet. He bloody done more than me already, and he's not done, he only just graduated.
Yeah. But the thing is, we always compare. There's no stopping with comparison.
No, you know what? I don't. I've never compared.
That's great. Good.
It's so weird. I've never compared. It's like, I love. Because how can you compare? Because everyone's from different demographics.
And everyone's path is different.
Exactly.
And everyone's journey
and
is
also,
different.
If we tell the truth, which probably everyone doesn't like to, but most of our industry is just complete, you know, you've put the dots together, it's complete nepotism, if 100%. We tell the truth.
100%.
And for people, so for me, definitely not, that's not had that and could have, you know, definitely done things to get ahead. Like, I never did any of that, and I haven't done that because I believe in what I can do. And, you know, I've only just come to the realization that the best way to do it is actually do it yourself.
Yeah,
as in, like, not listen to and don't try to be, because all my life I've been told to be this, be that, you shouldn't be that, you did this, that. Yeah. And it's like, I didn't even know who I was. It's like only now at 33 am I like, oh, this is me. And I'm actually happy and comfortable.
And it took to get to that place, to feel that, and that's
yeah,
so important.
Honestly, yeah,
to
just
get,
I mean, recently in a couple, like the past couple of months.
Yeah, great.
And I guess that never changes. Every day, it's like I like one thing I love doing is like I've got an avarice for knowledge. Like I love learning every day about anything. That's the geek. I'm the geeky.
Of course. are you on Reddit?
Geekiest.
Do you go on to Reddit?
No,
oh, no, you don't
because
like
that's too. That's technical. That's too
you
techie.
You would love Reddit, though. You would love Reddit.
No, because
that's all I'm saying.
I don't think I'd. Is it really?
He's nodding.
Is it? I won't
it's
ask.
It's for nerds. It's for nerds.
Okay.
Searching for knowledge is. It's the thing that gives us purpose, and I think that's super, super important. But I think what you said, the Buddha fell over. You brought a little Buddha, just for context for the people at home or outside. I brought a little Buddha along. That's making sure I stood upright.
I'm not a Buddhist. I don't. But
just
I
watching
don't
over
repent
us.
For it. Yeah, exactly.
Watching over us underneath the London Eye, which is also watching over us.
You know, I've never been on the London Eye. Have you been on the London Eye?
Years ago, but I'll happily go on the London Eye.
Can you take me on the London Eye?
100%.
Okay, great.
Yeah, 100%.
High five that. Okay, respect.
I've got two more weeks in the country. We're going to do it.
Oh, two more. Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
okay,
done.
It's a date.
Done.
It's official.
It's official, guys. It's official.
I wonder how many people have had sex on the London Eye.
They must have done.
Can we get to Reddit on that?
I think
I'm
going to Reddit that
okay,
later. I'm going to try and find out.
And then let me know your findings.
Because yeah, there's basically, you know, you can see into the next cabin. Are they called cabins? I don't know. Into the next pod.
I'd say pod.
Yeah, it's not. It's not moving at the moment. I don't know.
Does it
ever move? Yeah, it does. Yeah, there's not people up there from 10 years ago.
Is this all an illusion? Is this all a lie?
It could be moving so slowly that we don't actually see. But no, there's no lights in the pods, so there could be people having sex in there now. Who knows? But I'm gonna definitely find out.
We should have like a telescope.
Just to see.
Yeah, just have a look in each pod and see what's going on.
Yeah, I should be doing my research right now. I should be finding out, guys. This is research, okay?
We'll pimp our windows out. We'll get them like, you know,
yeah, that's it.
Map that. Don't you get arrested for having windows too dark in the front?
In the London
UK.
UK. In the UK.
Or is that just worldwide? Again.
Probably not in America. And not in America. Everything's tinted.
Seriously.
I've just seen so many. They don't even have license plates on like the front of their car in some places. It's just on the back. I think it's the back, or maybe it's, you know, this. It's one of the, you're only supposed to have, you only need one license plate, and it's very strange. I don't get it. It's because they don't really have speed cameras.
Don't. Oh, good.
Yeah, I know. It's good. Weird.
Need to speed. They just got guns and shit. Guns and speed. God, I love the US.
You see how... again, I was about to talk pop culture to you, but can I just say something about pop culture?
So I do want to say this as someone that doesn't... Oh, thank you so much.
Look at that. Champagne service.
Bottle service. So this is a great thing that I did call bottle service. So what you call bottle service, but it actually involves two hot water bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's how I like to live my life. Straight bottle service is similar to my home cinema system, which is pillows. It actually started in the US when I lived in LA. And my home cinema system was an ironing board. So wow. I was like ahead of the game, you know, like before we were talking about
sick
Zooms and people doing all that stuff. It was, you know, been there, done that. I'd use my ironing board. It evolved to pillows. Just anything closer to me.
Yeah.
So I could be reclining.
Great. Perfect. And what were you watching since you don't involve yourself?
So I watch constantly. I live my life. I'm always reading or I'm literally watching insane films and series. And that's how
fine.
I learn.
Okay, cool. Fine. Yeah. So you are watching new stuff, just not internet related.
If something's hyped, it's like I won't watch it. So I've never watched Game of Thrones. I've never watched Breaking Bad.
Oh, I mean, like, you would enjoy it.
I didn't like the first. I did try to start watching I think it's one of those, isn't it? Where it's like, but then that obviously like The Wire, when it actually came out, I started watching it.
Did you? Did you do acting school and stuff like that, or was it dance school?
My dream would have been to go to, you know, RADA. And I feel like it's very interesting. If you had gone to RADA, I'd have been in a very different position than, you know, where I'd started.
Yeah, and you're doing the accent of someone that just
You see that? The thing.
If one went to RADA, you see
that.
Darling.
Oscar's coming out of your ass.
I like the Northern you better. The Northern
I know. This is me.
It's way better.
No, but it's like, that's all the past, but it's kind of about, it's like, sorry, I've lost track because it's just... for me, it's like whatever you do, it's kind of like we have the capabilities at birth to do absolutely anything. So it's kind of, you know, how you choose to, often it's not a choice of you. You know, you develop most between the ages of 0 to 6.
Development stopped then. That was it. When I was at 6, that was game over.
Well, that's when the jackpot is.
My brain didn't grow from there. I'm still eating beans.
Oh my God, that's my favorite meal. Not joking. Wait.
Right, hit me.
Hold up. Okay, right. My all-time favorite meal is, and the only thing, I can't believe this, is Heinz baked beans, right?
The best.
With Wensleydale, crumbly, or Lancashire, grated cold. But you have to do the beans first. You're not mixing it in.
No, it has to be cold cheese,
crumbly, on the top, Wensleydale, Lancashire. Mm-hmm. And that is literally a meal for
everyone.
That's
it. Nothing else? No. Hash browns in the mix?
Nope. Straight up.
Wowee. Okay.
So that is the diet of God.
There's nothing to scoop the bean. You don't even want...
I use a fork. I wouldn't dare eat beans with a spoon.
Yeah, but you can use it like a fashioned potato spoon.
No.
And then eat the spoon. No.
I actually eat with my hands. I love eating with my hands.
One bean at a time.
No, not beans. I have to say that is one thing I haven't yet tried. But never say never.
Never say never. So, we're not ruling it out. This evening could go many ways.
Well, because one I don't have any beans at home.
Right. So someone needs to open a beans restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm just saying because I would
be... But stop giving our ideas away. We've got let's pattern this shit. You know, this is really good. I think this is taking off, you know?
Okay, I think it is.
The world's ending and we can be starting bean restaurant. It's all about profit for odds, you know?
Right, I want that.
Me.
And beans for all... No, beans for us, sorry. I went on a date recently and...
You go on a lot of dates.
Yeah.
You're a busy boy. How do you get all these dates?
You know...
No, go on. Disclose.
I just smile sweetly.
Come on, no. It's actually interesting.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
A dataholic. Are we outing you as a dataholic?
I mean, it's out there already, but yeah, definitely.
Are you? Is it? Sure. Is that what goes around? Is that what you're infamous for? Word on the street is how do you know a man's lying? His mouth's moving. Is my word on the street.
Oh shit! I just think it's also a great. I love meeting people.
Okay, so you're very sociable.
Very sociable. Okay. I love chatting to people. I love learning and listening.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key that, especially what men do very wrongly, badly in terms of dating.
Well, let's not say men or women or
I think a lot of men do. They don't listen to women and want to talk to them.
But I'm not sure that that's necessarily their fault. I think that's what we've been conditioned to over thousands of years, you know.
I don't know. I think we could put them in the bin. Let's put them in the bin. No. I think From my experience of talking... From my experience of talking to women and their experiences on apps and dating, it's, you know, there's a lot of the time when the conversation is one way. And I don't... And I don't think the issue is necessary. I think a lot of the time, maybe that's a human problem, but men exhibit it more. Yeah.
Most people don't listen. Yeah. Nobody listens. Like, yeah. I literally have, like, I remember everything. Like, I actually, to the point where people think that I can meet them once and then 15 years later, I'll remember the conversation that we had. Crap. And then they think I'm like an actual like stalker because they won't remember that they told me or even that they met me.
I bet. Oh no, fuck. That means I have to open a baked beans restaurant.
No, you didn't say you were going to. You just said it was an idea.
Okay, cool. I was about to try and find funding for baked beans.
Baked
and
beans.
I was just like,
Heinz, come at guys, us. Shit. Heinz, come at us. I don't know if we can say that.
What up, Heinz?
We'll do the next advert.
Yeah, for real.
No, they get massive. They get really fancy people, don't they?
They get really
big stars.
I can imagine. We're big stars. We're big stars.
Huge star. Big celebs out there. So, yeah, I know. Come on.
So, baked beans. I'm up. I actually, you know, I feel like we haven't spoken enough about baked beans. I'm more interested in that.
Oh, sorry. No, can I just go back to the pop culture bit? I really wanted to say, yeah, because I don't know anything about current like pop culture or anything like that. But I do want to say, the new Beyonce album is probably the greatest Beyonce album of all time. Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's great.
I have to admit, I was literally Taylor Swift's Midnight album I could have written. Like, I've never resonated. Yeah. It's like...
Well, obviously, the Beyonce album's amazing.
Are you going to tell me now that you've come in on a date with Taylor Swift?
I wish. No, I think my confession...
Well, you are moving to LA. Taylor, are you single?
I don't think I'm Taylor Swift's type. Oh, I'll be honest with you.
Why not?
You can just tell.
Is Taylor Swift single?
I don't know. Probably not. She likes guys
Taylor?
Like Tom Hiddleston. You know what I mean?
Taylor.
Taylor.
What's your addy?
Taylor Swift, if you're listening, do you like boys that like baked beans? Because if you do...
Do you like British boys that love beans?
Just saying, Taylor.
Taylor, will I get to come to your wedding?
Definitely.
Okay, brilliant. Thank
you. It's going to be a beans-themed wedding.
Yes.
You're doing terribly with these mics today. You're doing terribly. It's fine. It's okay. You got it.
Sorry.
I can hear you perfectly. Also, okay. if you want to wear the headphones to hear about how you're doing,
God, no.
You are more than welcome
yourself.
To.
That's,
there you go.
Don't like, no.
All right. Well, you sound great. You sound great, just so you know. And so you can just leave. You can even just...
You just basically stop fucking touching.
I was being so polite and
I
not
know,
saying
you
it.
Could
that.
Just tell, you just have to tell
you
me.
You just say you're like, banned from touching the mic from this point on. Okay.
Let's point out, I am actually sat on a cushion straddling.
Yeah.
So like, that's why I keep...
You're on a cushion straddling. You've got like this cube in front of you that looks like a drum box.
And I am also wearing a very short dress, which I never wear. But the good news is I am wearing underwear for once.
I don't usually
wear.
Right. Okay. Fantastic.
And it was because it was very... And I'm saying this not because they asked me to, but someone gifted me this.
You can certainly pick her
but
up.
I actually don't wear underwear ever.
Just in general.
Just today. So I put it on especially for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
And now
that.
I am straddling a cube in a very short dress.
Yeah, I think that's probably what we're going to send you this, but can you straddle a cube? I think that's what we want from these intimates. So thank you to them
For
sending that.
For
and if you guys have a really nice bustier for me, I'll happily wear it.
Yeah.
You know,
you'd look good in one.
You know what? I would love to. I went to this kink party last year, right?
And I want to live vicariously through you.
Oh, it's great fun.
You have the best life ever.
Oh, you got to do it. You got to do
very
it.
Rock and roll.
Oh yeah, 100%. But
I like Taylor,
baked beans and kink parties. Just
yeah,
so you know.
Yeah. Please tell me it was in Berlin.
No, it was in London, and I went to this. I went to this thing, a very odd story. No, it's going to be a good story. Don't worry. Because obviously, there's a lot to do with like masculinity that you don't want to dress a certain way, or do certain things, especially within hip hop. Growing up in hip hop, da da da.
Really?
Especially just as a man, you kind of do get scared sometimes to
be a man.
Wear a fucking skirt. Wear a dress, right?
Sorry,
do you know what I mean?
Are we talking about a sex party?
You know what I mean? Well, there was that element to it. There was a giant room that was like a sex room.
Where is this at? Like, is it like an...
In South London. is in a venue. It's like they got techno music.
It's like fetish.
Fetish type of vibe. And right. Then they've got a thing they call a playroom where people can, oh, you know, interact and do whatnot. You know, have a lovely time.
if you're into that.
If you're into that, and you do that. And for me, I'm in recent years, especially post-corona, I'm all about challenges, adventures, and things
that
can
new
boost my new experiences.
Exactly.
Even if they're shit, at least you've done them. Even if you hate them, at least you've done them. And so I thought with a wonderful friend of mine, me and her went and we just thought, well, let's fucking do it. I don't give a shit about my skinny anyway, but it's so deeply inbuilt that it was just so like a subconscious thing. So when I walked in, I was like, oh God, I'm wearing a skirt. Blah, blah, blah. Walk in there and I'm like, bruv, I look sick in a skirt.
I would. Do you have a photo?
Maybe.
Can you ask to show me? I bet you look epic. Oh, and did you have a good
great
night?
Legs. Yeah. You know what? Like, it was sick. The techno music isn't my bag particularly, but
can I say I've done something techno?
Techno.
As in, like, I've actually been to one techno gig.
Whoa.
I went to. I mean, this is revolutionary.
Yeah, here. Hit me.
I have been to a Richie Horton gig at the Fold, and I had the best time ever.
I imagine that would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing a leather skirt, though. I was wearing a Mickey Mouse t-shirt.
Great.
And I also didn't take my ID, and they wouldn't let me in, then they did, because they thought I was, like, a teenager, underage teenager.
Right, great, fantastic.
But it was epic, and it was so weird. It felt like I was in downtown LA.
Where was it?
The Fold.
The Fold, where's that?
East. But that's my only one ever experience at a gig. But I love live music.
What do you mean? What do you mean only experience at a gig? You've gone clubs and stuff, right?
But not like not cool. Like, no, I'm not.
You're
not
very
DJs.
You're very cool. You guys, you know,
like
cool
I love like time. Obviously I'm like Bruce Springsteen. I'm the hours in the LA. You know what I mean? Like
Bruce Springsteen's amazing.
Beautiful South. Yeah. Apollo Hammersmith. I'm the. You know, that's my favorite band.
Beautiful South. Favorite
Beautiful
what's
South.
Your favorite? I mean, not.
Oh, don't marry her. Fuck me.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely.
Yeah, and all. And
did you like Texas as well?
No.
You don't? Oh, that was so... were so... That was... No, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah,
fucking
Texas.
For. Texas? Fuck off. I'm leaving.
Not
I'm leaving. Texas?
Who?
Who? Who?
And what? And what?
They did a song with Method Man, all right? That's, you know, that's
I'd love
cool.
to sit. I see this. I don't even know who I'm anybody. Like, I'm the world's
from
worst person.
All right.
No, okay, honestly, you have right, to like. Right. I live on in the 1920s. Like,
fine.
If you want to get to me, like, carrier pigeon. It's a miracle we're here.
My carrier
actually.
Pigeons have been out of work for like 20 years. They're just still. They're smoking cigarettes in my mom's garden. Okay, so
cigars.
Cigars. So Beautiful South. Give me their big songs. Beautiful South.
Oh, Beautiful
song.
South. Yeah. Perfect 10.
Was Rotterdam, Texas?
Northern Rose. I'll Sail This Ship Alone. It was actually you just like my favorite band ever growing up, and I went to the concert. But I love what I'm saying is, as in, like, I love live music. I love musicians. I love everything like that. But I'm just like not like cool. As in, I don't have no idea what's going on in the world.
That makes you cool because you got your own vibe, and that's what cool is. Do you know what I mean? That cool is your own vibe.
I think for me, like what is anything, is go back to what's natural.
Exactly. Authenticity, authentically you, and that is the only thing that is cool. You got this. Don't worry about it. I don't know. It's okay. It's all right. They're cheap mics. You know, you can break them if you want.
I'm so sorry.
You know.
It's because I just want to make sure the sound's okay.
It sounds wonderfully. I'm gonna. You can listen in the headphones and hear how good it sounds if you want.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah. Right.
It's that thing, isn't it? Where they say if you want something. So I mean, I can't say this because I've got no. I can't say that.
Okay.
But it's from lines from one of my favorite teachers. But
I mean, it's totally up to you. I'm not going to encourage you to say anything controversial. Don't worry.
No, it's not controversial. It's not controversial.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Fine.
Because again, it's anyone. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion.
Which actually brings me back to the point I was saying about beans, because beans is important.
Is beans like controversial?
No. Well, this is what I'm saying. I was on a date and recently,
and
this girl,
she
was disgusted that I ate beans, and it was a big thing. It was a big.
Where did you go? Where beans were available?
Well, no, we were just the conversation. The conversation always, obviously, naturally goes back to beans.
Oh, so there wasn't actual beans on the date.
No, there wasn't.
Okay.
I mean, mean, when you're on a date, obviously you talk about beans within the first 10 minutes.
So did she pull a face?
No, she said, I can't remember what we were talking about, but then she was like, and she was quite, you know, I guess quite posh, and she's like, this is just disgusting. How do British people eat beans? It's so gross. And I'm like...
And they do make you fart.
I do. And that's okay.
And it's okay. It's fucking brilliant. My happiest time is when I've had a wee. My favorite thing to do is weeing. And it's an event.
It's a good activity.
It's a great week if I've pooed. It's like...
A once a week
I was
poo?
Just a happy day today because I had a poo.
Oh, yeah. Well done, man. Yeah, that's really good. Because I eat a lot. There's a lot of traffic going on.
You see, I don't eat vegetables, so that's probably...
You don't eat vegetables?
Or fruit, yeah.
I used to shit like 8 times a day, man.
How did you get that? That's like, know. It's just, my lucky number.
Is it,
like,
is it right? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
85 is my lucky number.
Ah, yeah.
Look at that. See? 85. Look at that ring. I'm saying it.
You can do it.
You don't have to. I was just showing you the ring, but she's going to kiss the ring. Okay. Look at that. She kissed the ring. I was just demonstrating there was an 85 on the ring, but I got a
Taylor
kiss.
Baby.
So I'm happy with that. I think I need another vodka. Would you mind? Thank you so much.
And could we get some more ice?
Look at this. This is full service. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
It's so hot. The ice has melted already. All that bean chat. but yeah, I think like when you eat lots of vegetables, you know, things are just moving.
That's the answer.
Things are just moving.
I need to get into fiber.
100%. But you also don't want to be shitting as much as I'm shitting. I'm just telling you that. I'm just keeping it on a level. You do not want to be shitting as much as I'm shitting.
It's so good though.
Oh yeah, you can fill it up. Just half a glass. I love my vodka. Yeah, keep going.
Go on. Are you just drinking straight vodka? Am I about to out you as an alcoholic here?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
Like, this is like the stripper's drink. This is like a girl's stripper's drink.
Cheers to you.
This is a thing that I've got planned.
Okay, hit me.
My next celebration, I'm going to book a table at Stringfellas because I've never been.
Oh my God.
Have you been to Stringfellas?
I don't think I've ever been to a strip club.
You've never been to a strip club?
No, never.
I just haven't done it. The best strip clubs are in Tampa. I've been to Atlanta. I got broads in Atlanta. Pen up. Legacy.
And you know a carpet and
you know, a soft toy cuddling machine.
Yeah. And I heard they got wings too.
Wings? Is that code for something else?
No chicken wings. Okay. There's no code. I'm thinking about the catering. Come on. This is the first thing I'm thinking of.
I just knew it was a carpeted floor and I was like...
Oh yeah, that's a lot of jizz.
Sticky,
yeah. I did music for a Vice documentary on Atlanta strip clubs once. So they used all my music as like the booty shaking
music.
That's
super cool.
It was great, but I still never been. You know,
I got a sandwich.
I got a sandwich.
Ooh. No sauce, no butter.
Just plain.
Just straight up ham.
And bread.
Bread. Ham. No cheese.
Just bread.
Cheese.
No, just bread, cheese. Just bread and cheese.
Bread, ham.
Oh, bread, you like two beef. Components.
Yeah, plain.
Plain. No, two components, no mixing.
Basically, anything off the kids' menu.
Nice.
You got me. Chicken strippers.
Sick.
You got
chicken
me.
Strippers. Do you tip them
so
as well with one?
In America on chicken strippers from the kids' menu, so you're going to have the best time in LA.
Did you not get the chicken strippers?
That's what they call them in the US, chicken strippers.
Did you get those in the strip club?
No, I didn't eat at the strip club. I can't tell the actual story because I was filming something and the other people were filming there because lots of filming happens in Atlanta.
Yeah, of course.
And it wasn't X-rated or anything like that. But it was actually a bit tame.
All right, so I will have a question. Because I'm not here trying to be TMZ or gossipy column. So instead, the complete opposite, a positive question.
I love it. Gossipy column, TMZ. They'd be like, "Who? Sorry, who are you talking to?"
I want
to
know. I want positive news. So what has been your most positive, wonderful experience working within the industry in terms of like, you know, when you had a really lovely.
I wish someone
time.
Could see my face now. I'm like, you're talking about the most toxic industry in the world.
Just, I know. But when you've just worked with like some lovely people.
So I don't talk about the past. I'm like, I'm excited for the future.
Of course.
And it's kind of like, while you finish your question, go deep.
Go deep.
Go deeper into that.
Okay, well, just like, but so for me, whatever I work in, whatever I do, especially as I get older and more refined with what I do, I only really want to do it unless it's a wonderful experience for everyone involved, and, and I'm working with people that just make me happy.
And
I wake up every day going, hey, man, I'm going into work today, or I'm going in to do this thing. And everyone's there just like wanting to like just feel like a community. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just wondered if
again, I think it's my favorite job, which was Prisoners Wives in Sheffield.
Yeah.
It was just everything about that from start to finish.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I kind of want to put this out there. It was, this is like that part. I read the scripts and it was actually like a general meeting that casting director Sam kind of with my agent had allowed me to just meet with her in general, but read her the script, and she taped it because it's kind of like I'd started in a soap and kind of like looking the way I like, it's so strange, you know, this I mean, we're talking about so long ago, I don't really know if anything really ever does change. Maybe it's just disguised as something else. I had the, so I just want to give this as like a,
you can say anything
to anyone
feel.
That wants to do anything in your life, you can do anything. But we're talking about a long time ago that this is my favorite job, and to get that part, like the first time the writer actually saw me, she saw me sat in the corridor of, she's a really incredible writer, an amazing woman. And she saw me in a corridor just meeting for the general meeting. And she was like, absolutely not. She's not the type, she's not the person that I would want to play the role. And then someone's like, watch this tape. Then like five auditions later, and I did it. And then she was like, I would have made the biggest mistake if I hadn't of.
Well, I really respect that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then it was amazing. And then it's both directors went on to do like Killing Eve, doing massive stuff. Good, but just collectively overall, cast, crew, Sheffield.
Yeah. It was just a lovely experience.
It was
experience.
Just an amazing experience.
That's dope. Whenever I meet actors or speak to actors, I never ask them what their dream role is in terms of, oh, they want to be in a Marvel universe or anything like that. It's not really about that. But in terms of your dream role, it's literally that you just want one where you're having a lovely time with the best people.
And also getting to do what you love to do, which is act.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like the only thing I feel like I can do.
Yeah.
You know,
you can do many things.
No, I really can't. It's really funny. I actually, and I'm the worst as well. I can only do one thing at a time. I have to have like silence to send a text message. or if there's like a TV on and I'm supposed to be talking to somebody, I'm like, that TV has to be turned off. Like,
bless you. But to quote you from earlier, anyone can do anything.
You're right. Yeah, they can. Yeah, so it's like I think I'm much better at but it's good, thank you for reminding me, because it's much easier to remind others than it is to remind oneself.
We don't take our own advice ever.
Ever, but now I do.
Good. Well, you're going to have to, because I'll tell you to.
Yeah, you'll tell me. You'll
tell. You know what I mean? And you've got to. And I think that's really important.
And that's what you this is what we forge. Like now, it's kind of like, that's why relationships in whatever capacity are so important.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's kind of like, you're going to come.
I'm looking at where this is going, but okay.
I will come for you. I remember I made you. Come for you. No, you remember when that series? I never watched anything mainstream, but I had to watch this. It was on Netflix and it was called The Watcher.
I
just kept going, I will come for you. I will come over you. You will come for me. I have been.
I had to give up on that show.
No,
I had to.
That's
I had
the first mainstream. This is why I don't watch
I
anything that's popular.
No, but because there's other good stuff. Like, you should watch The Last of Us.
Okay, so you're my
you'd like
my friend.
That.
Yeah, my friend who's amazing and my favorite comedian ever, Frankie Boyle. He loves
Big
the Last
Frankie.
Of Us.
Yeah. I know
amazing,
Frankie.
An amazing man and human being.
Frankie's been threatening to do this podcast for many years. So
he's amazing. I was his number one fan, and I literally messaged him, being like, I've been a fan of yours for so long. And I came, and again, Hammersmith Apollo.
He's a legend, man.
He's honestly like just the most beautiful human being. I always, I'm a firm believer in watch and let people show you who they are. Don't listen to what they say they are.
And consistency.
Yeah.
Big up Frankie Boyle, man.
Obviously, he's so genius, but this is from my old days. I'm a very nostalgic, as you can see. Very, I love, the romance.
Yeah,
Should have been. Bless you. I just dream about Elvis, me.
We dream about Elvis and you.
He's the one
That's
person.
Your dream.
If someone said, who is the one famous person that you could have sex with?
Yeah.
It would
be Elvis.
Even dead, I would.
Even dead.
Now I've got an obsession with his granddaughter.
Who's his granddaughter?
I am going to get to you, Riley Keough, who could not be any cooler. She is not only Elvis's granddaughter, she's also Michael Jackson's stepdaughter. Riley, I'm coming for you. And also, I've loved her for years because she's the most unbelievable actress. Yeah. And
Zola, right?
So she's done so much.
Yeah,
she did a series called, which I had to watch three times. Mm. for different reasons. Girlfriend Experience.
Sick. Okay, I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah,
but she was just really hot in that.
No,
okay.
No, she was very sexy, fantastic. But she's but I've been a fan of hers for a long time. Yeah. I'm getting to you, Riley.
That's it. All right, guys. That was the least convincing roundup. All right, you fucking pricks. I wanted to say lads, but I feel like lads with a Z doesn't come across as obvious. Not in text form. All right, lads. Well, look, thank you for listening to that. Big love to Emma Rigby. There is a part two that's going to happen. It's going to happen. You're going to get even more content to cook your spaghetti bolognese while listening to. Right now, this is what I'm going to do. I said it earlier. I'm going to put a little snippet of my new song, The Deli. I'm going to put it right at the end. Very soon after I finish talking. And you're going to hear it. You're going to hear all that crud talk and you're going to like it. And then you know what you're going to do? You go right on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora. I don't really know any of that ones. Amazon Music. You're going to put it on a loop. You're going to give me 0.0044 pence so I can buy myself some chili crunch. Enjoy this song, The Deli. It's hard. I'm going to be putting up lots of new music this year. Big love to you. Peace. Big grin, jaw clenched, circle drain, vortex, peace, forts, war next, more or less. You are unhinged. I'm the only sane one here, and I got blood dripping down my chin. Shut up and eat them deli meats. Brains are friendly beasts, hearts are peppy freaks, salt and pepper cheeks, yeah. Better than ever, it's a solo trip. One case, one back. All my friendships are over with. There's violence in my silence. Watch who you show you to.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.